Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Yimoi, Rav Davidzi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Chav Zayin. We are broadcasting to you from Beit Meir, Israel, where there is no power today, so I'll not be able to say the shiur live, unfortunately. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Chav Zayin, so I will record and hopefully Be'ezras Hashem send to the chat. Says the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, Omar Abbasi, Sudas Chayiv Adam Lechol B'Sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer says a person is obligated to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah. Achas Bayom, Achas Balaila. One at night and one day. The Chacham Morim, Ein Ladavar Kitsa. The Chacham say, no, there's no set amount that you have to eat. Chutz Milele, Yontav Rishon Shel Chag Bilvad. The only time you have to eat is the first night of Sukkahs. That's all. For Odom Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi says a different thing. Mishloacha, Leila Yontav Rishon. If you didn't eat the first night of Yontif, Yashlim, Leil Yontif Achron Shel Chag. If you didn't eat the first night of Sukkot, you can make it up on the night of Shmini Atzeres. V'chachamim omrim, Ein L'dover Tashlumin. V'chachamim say, what are you talking about? You can't make that up. V'al Zenemar Me'uvas, Lo Yuchal L'skon, something crooked, you can't fix. V'chisaron, Lo Yuchal L'himanos. Something missing cannot always be brought back. Sometimes in Judaism, you can make stuff up, and sometimes you can't. Now, why does Rabbi Eliezer say you have to eat 14 meals on Yontif? What about Shalosh Shittos? Shouldn't that be 15 meals? It's going to be one Shabbos. So you have to have 15 meals. So the Cheshek Shlomo writes in the name of his brother that maybe this means 14 aside from the first night where he agrees to Chachamim that there is the first night. He means an additional 14. The Meiri says no. He's not counting the third Shabbos meal because that's not a din in Sukkah. That's a din in Shabbos. The Meiri brings another answer that maybe the third Shabbos meal would also count as the night meal for the night following Shabbos. It won't be a separate meal for Malava Malka, but that'll be the night meal, so it's really only 14. Says the Gemara, my time is Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason Rabbi Eliezer says you have to eat 14 meals on Sukkot? Teshvu ke'en taduru. You live in the Sukkah the same way you would live in your regular house the whole year round. Ma diwa achas b'yom achas b'alayla. Just like when you live in your house all year round, it's one meal by day and one meal by night. So to the sukkah, you have to eat one meal during the day, one meal at night. For Rabbanan, the Chacham argues, say, what are you talking about? You don't have to eat every day. Kidira, yeah, you live in the sukkah the way you live in your house. Ma dira, you buy achli, you buy lo achil. Just like in your house, if you want, you eat, and if you don't want, you don't eat. So too, af sukkanami, you buy achli, you buy lo achil. So too in the sukkah, you don't have to eat. If you want to eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. But you're really only obligated to eat in the sukkah one meal. Says the Gemara, if that's true, so then how come you have to eat on the first night? They all agree. It says, Tesvav by sukkahs and Tesvav by Pesach. Ma lahalon laila harishon chova mikan ve'elech v'shus. Just like on Pesach, on the first night, you have to eat matzah. After the first night, it's optional. Afkan, so to on sukkahs, laila rishon chova, mikan ve'elch rishus. So to on sukkahs, the first night is mandatory, and from the first night and on, it is optional. Hossa minolan, how do you know the first night of Pesach is mandatory? Yamakra. But erev tochlu matzos, the Torah says you have to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. Hakosuv kavo chova. The first night is an obligation. Now, if you take a look at Tosas, Yibay Achil, Yibay Lo Achil, the fourth Tosas on the page. So Tosas points out, what do you mean it's optional to eat on Yontif? You have to eat in terms of Simchas Yontif. So Tosas comes up with an incredible Chiddush that Yibay Achil, Yibay Lo Achil means it's optional to eat bread throughout all of Yontif. So you don't have to eat bread. So Tosas says, wait a second, if you don't have to eat bread, according to Rebbe Lezer, for the other, according to Chacham, according to both of them, you don't have to eat bread on Yontif at all except for the first night. So then, what about if you forget Yalav V'Yavo? So it should follow that you don't have to repeat Yalav V'Yavo on Yontif. But Tosas says, this is a Beferish Shigamar and Brachos, Mem Tesla and Bez that disputes this. Look at Tosas, Vadarmin and Perakshal Shachlu, Shabbosos V'Yom and Tovim, Delo Sagale, Delo Achil. You have to eat bread. So if you forget Ritzay or Yalav V'Yavo, you have to repeat benching. So how come Arkamar says you don't have to eat bread? So Tosas says an incredible Chiddush. Says Tosfos, Lo mituk me ela b'leil yontav rishon shel Pesach u'b'leil yontav shel Chag. That's only referring to Yontif of Pesach, the first night, and the first night of Sukkot. Even though it says Shabbos is Yom Tov, it's very difficult. Pshat, this Tosas says. That's the way Tosas here solves the problem. Let's keep reading in the Tosas. It says, Chalkehu, Yontif is Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem. Well, you don't have to eat bread. You could eat meat or fruit. And you don't have to mention, you don't have to pee Yal V'Yavu. So our Tosas says that the Gemara there that says you have to pee Yal V'Yavu means that it's only if you, only on the first night. But if you look at Tosas over there in Brachas, it gives a different answer. Tosas over there says, no, of course you have to eat bread 14 meals, both according to Rabbi Yehuda, and even according to Chacham, you have to eat 14 meals of bread. But you only have to eat one meal in the Sukkah. The other 14 meals, technically speaking, you could have a kezias and don't eat it in the Sukkah. If you had a kezias and you won't eat it in the Sukkah, you'd still be yotze. So of course you have to repeat Yalav Yavo all 14 meals because you have to eat mitzad yontif. And you have to repeat Ritzei on Shabbos because you have to eat mitzad Shabbos. But mitzad the Sukkah, you only have to eat on the first night. That's the way we assume. We assume that if you forget Yalav Yavo on yontif, you have to repeat benching. If you forget Yalav Yavo, if you get Ritzei on Shabbos, you have to repeat it. Unlike Tosa says here, like Tosa says in Brachos. Let's continue. Oh, one other point. Before we continue, so the Rambam says, how much food do you have to eat in the sukkah the first night? Now, the minimum size shear for eating in a sukkah is a kibbetza, but the Rambam says all you have to eat the first night is a kezias. The Ritva quotes a yeshurim and says, no, you have to eat a kibbetza because that's the shear that's mechayev in sukkah. So according to the Ritva, the chiva of the first night is meat in sukkah, like all the other days. But on all the other days, it's optional, and the first night, it's mandatory. According to the Rambam, the first night is not a chiyuv midin sukkah, it's a chiyuv midin yontif. You have to eat in the sukkah because it's yontif, but it's not midin sukkahs. It's a regular din achila, like you have on Shavuos, or like you have on any yontif. Now, this could explain why the Rambam writes, you're not allowed to eat a meal of more than a kibbetza outside of the sukkah all 7 days, even the first night. So it's funny, the Rambam says the mitzvah to eat on the first night in the sukkah is just a kezias. But the isser to eat outside the sukkah, a meal of a kibbetza, even on the first night, the isser is only a kibbetza. Sounds like even on the first night, it's only us to eat more than a kibbetza. However, the Ran disagrees with the Rambam. The Ran says, just like we saw one opinion, the Ritva says that the mitzvah is to eat the first night a kibbetza. I'm sorry. The Ran says, since we saw before that there's a mitzvah to eat a kezias on the first night, if you eat more than a kezias, so that's usser. The Magen Avraham writes that way. You're not allowed to eat on the first night, the mitzvah changes to a kezias, not a kibbetza. So if you eat more than a kezias, so you violated the isser. So Rav Salvechik explained this machlokas as follows. According to the Ran, the din of sukkah changes the first night to a kezias. It's midine sukkah that it becomes a mitzvah of kezias because of the gzeirah shava. It's midin sukkah. And therefore, if you eat more than a kezias, you're not allowed to eat more than a kezias, even if it's less than a kibbetza. On the first night, you're not allowed to eat more than a kezias outside of the sukkah. But according to the Rambam, even though there's a mitzvah to eat on a kezias the first night, that's not midine sukkah. It's midin yantif. So therefore, as far as sukkah is concerned, you're not allowed to eat more than a kibbetza outside of the sukkah. But if you ate more than a kezias, even on the first night, you were not obligated to eat it. Let's say you ate a kezias in the sukkah. Now you want to eat more than a kezias. So you're not obligated to eat it in the sukkah unless you eat more than a kibbetza, according to the Rambam. And Rav Salvechik said, based on this, we can understand the machlok is about whether mitztayer is exempt even on the first night. If you say the mitzvah on the first night is a different mitzvah, it's not midine sukkah, it's midine yontif, so then mitztayer is not putter. But if you say it's the same din of sukkah as the rest of yontif, maybe it just has a different shear, or it even has the same shear, according to the Rambam. So then mitzta'er would be an exemption on the first night. That's the suffix that we have. If it's raining, you go out and you make kiddush in the sukkah because maybe mitzta'er is not a patur on the first night because maybe the first night is bedina yantiv and not midin sukkah. Okay, let's continue. By the way, the Rush in the fourth parak, parak Dalet Oskimel, quotes Rabbeinu Tam that the reason why you make a leishev basukkah dafka when you're eating and not when you're sleeping or just hanging around in the sukkah. We're going to learn about this later. The Rambam disagrees. The Rush writes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, she'ikr kava ha'adam b'sukkah b'shas achila. The ikr kviyas of a person's b'shas achila. But shar tiyul v'shena, the sleeping and hanging around that you do in the sukkah, is secondary to the achila. So Soloveitchik explained this to mean that only by achila, if you eat it outside the sukkah, you're mevatel b'yadayim, the mitzvah of sukkah. And therefore, the ikr mitzvah of sukkah is achila. But if you just sleep outside the sukkah, it's not an action. So you're not being mevatel the mitzvah. So that's why achila is considered to be the main thing that you make the bracha of leishiv sukkah. Let's continue. Va'od amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said something else. That if you didn't eat on the first night, you can make it up on Shmini Atzeres night. Ask them, Va'ham Rabbi Eliezer. What do you mean? You have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah. How are you going to eat in Shmini Atzeres night? You're not going to be in the sukkah. Amar Biram Rabbi Amar Ami Chazabo Rabbi Eliezer. You're right. He backed out from what he said as far as the obligation of 14 meals. He admits to only have to eat one meal. And you have to add in over here. You have to add into the Gemara. Right? Still a problem. Right? Because at the end of the day, how are you making it up outside the sukkah? So the Marashal explains, no, once he backs out and says you're not obligated to 14 meals of the sukkah, so the first night you're not obligated. You're not obligated to eat in the sukkah at all, even on the first night. The first night you have to eat it midin yantif. So, and once you're eating midin yantif, you have to eat it in the sukkah. But it's not midin sukkah that you have to eat it, and therefore you can make it up at Shmini Atzeres, even though you're making it up outside the sukkah. So says the Maharshal. Says the Gemara, Mashlim b'mai. Now this meal that you're going to make up on Shmini Atzeres, according to Rabbi Eliezer, what are you going to make it up with? Ilema berifta. If you're going to eat bread. What do you mean? What do you mean? If you're going to eat bread the first night of Shmini Atzeres, you got to eat bread anyway. You got to eat bread due to the fact that it's Shmini Atzeres. Elama yashlim. So what are you going to make it up with? Yashlim b'minei targima. In addition to your meal, first night of Shmini Atzeres with bread, you're going to add on, you're going to be mashlim another meal with minei targima. Now, what is minei targima? What is minei targima? So let's take a look at Rashi. Mashlim b'minei targima. Rashi says, three quarters of the way down the page, la'achash is silek, after you finish your meal, yaviyu paparos and madanam lefana. They should bring other foods, kigon peros, kisnin, like pocket cakes, the kaplutos mivushelos, or like dumplings that are cooked. So Tosis goes crazy at Rashi. But Minya take him and take a look at Tosis. Pirish your conscience going peros, the kisnin, the kaplutos mivushelos. The EF shalomakin, you can't say that's the pshat. The harava, masik, beperek, ches de yuma, because Rava concludes in the 8th chapter of Yuma, de peri lo bai sukkah. Rava concludes that fruit don't require a sukkah. V'diik mehacha, and he brings a rai from our Gemara. V'yisakadalch peros nami peros bo yisukkah lishlim b'peros. Our Gemara says, if you're going to think that fruit requires a sukkah, so let him eat fruit. V'dachi, the Gemara rejects it. V'asad lo shchichei peros. V'yibayisema mini tagima nami. So Tosa says that from our Gemara, it's clear that mini tagima is not fruit. Because the Gemara says, if you'll tell me, mini tagima, that fruit needs a sukkah, so why can't you use fruit? And the Gemara rejects it. We're talking about a place that you don't, that is not shchiach to have fruit. So you see, so the Gemara in Yuma brings a rai from our Gemara that mini tagima does not mean fruit. So therefore, Tosus concludes and says, Umine tagima havi kigon basar v'dagim. So Tosas says, mine tagima is meat and fish. V'shvar dvarim shemalafim ben asapas. So Tosas says that mine tagima means meat. Tosas says mine tagima means meat and fish, but not fruit. Because we hold la halacha that you're allowed to eat fruit outside the sukkah. So that wouldn't make sense that you can make it up with fruit. So therefore, Tosa says that it's only basar v'dagim that you would add to be counted as a food. However, the Meiri writes, Rashi meant fruit together with other stuff also. Now, take a look at the bottom line of the Tosfos. Ve'ein l'mon mikan she'o'ilu mine tagim alahashem shalashud l'shel Shabbos. The Tosfos says, I just got finished proving to you that basar v'dagim is mine tagim, but don't tell me you could be mekayim the third meal of Shabbos with basar v'dagim. D'shani hasam d'alfinan midichsiv t'losa hayom gabiman shubamakom pas. Tosfos says, all three Shabbos meals need bread, even shalashudas. Then he says, afilu banu l'hashvosam. And even if you'll tell me that no mini tagima counts for shalashudas, meat and fish, lo nafik bepeiro. Still, fruit does not work. Kid the precious. Lo mahani gabi sukkah. Because fruit, you're not obligated in the sukkah. Fruit doesn't count as a sukkah meal. And therefore, so fruit doesn't count as a Shabbos meal. So, wait a second. Oh, so if you look in Shulchan Aruch, so there's four opinions on what you could eat for Shalosh Yudas. One opinion is like we saw in Tosfos that says bread. Second opinion says mizonos. Tosfos doesn't mention that. The third opinion is meat and fish like Tosfos says. And the fourth opinion says even fruit. So there's four opinions about what you could be yotze with for Shalosh Yudas. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Tanya nami hachi we lost learned in a braisa supporting this. Im hishlim b'mine targima yatsa. If you made up the first night yontif by on Shmini Atzeres, adding in a meal with meat and fish, you're yotze. Shal apuchap shal gurus hamelach as Rabbi Eliezer. The apuchap is the guardian of King Agrippa's asked Rabbi Eliezer. According to you, that you say you're obligated to eat two meals a day on Sukkos. But my custom is to only eat one meal in the day. So maybe on Sukkos I only have to eat one meal. Every day you eat some extra food for your own honor. And now on Sukkos you can't eat a little bit extra meat and fish or a little extra something for the honor of Hashem. So eat a little bit extra. And you have to eat an extra meal. So you're eating two meals on each day of Sukkos. Va'od Sha'alo, the guardian of Agrippus, asked Rabbi Eliezer, according to you that you say that you have to eat, we'll see in a minute, he holds that you have to eat in the same sukkah all 7 days of Sukkos. We're going to see that shita in a moment. Kigon ani sheyishli shtei nashim. I have two wives. Achas b'tveri, achas b'tzipori. One wife lives in Tveri, one wife in Tzipori. V'yishli shtei sukkos. I have two sukkos. Achas b'tveri, achas b'tzipori. One sukkah in Tveri, one sukkah in Tzipori. Ma'u she'etzei misukkah l'sukkah. Can I spend half yontif with one wife and half of yontif with another wife? V'yeh pater. I'm a lo. Can't do that. Shani yom akol yotzei misukkah l'sukkah. If you go out from one sukkah to the other, b'tel mitzvah l'shori shona. You're not yotzei even the first one, because we're going to see in a moment, Rabbi Eliezer holds that you have to eat in the same sukkah all 7 days. And the Gemara now explains this. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ein yotze misukkah l'sukkah, you're not allowed to go from one sukkah to another sukkah. Ve'ein osin sukkah b'chol Hashem Oed, and therefore you're not allowed to make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, a new sukkah on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to make that. Because it's only for half of sukkah. V'chacham Omer, yotze misukkah l'sukkah, the Chacham say, no, I could eat one day in my sukkah, and on day another person's sukkah, v'osin sukkah b'chol Hashem Oed. And I'm allowed to make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. V'shavin shem nafla, shechol zebonim b'chol Hashem Oed. If the sukkah falls down, everyone agrees that you can rebuild it on Chol HaMoed. My time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer? Omar Kro says in the Torah, Chag HaSukkos Tassel L'Choshev Asyamim. You have to make a sukkah for 7 days. I say sukkah l'sheva. So Rabbi Eliezer learns, the sukkah's got to be the same sukkah all 7 days. V'rabbanan hachkam rachmana. I say sukkah b'chag. No, any of the 7 days you can make a new sukkah. So you can leave on one on the first day, another in the second one, a different sukkah the third day, all 7 days. V'shav and shim nafla, shechoz rabbanan sukkah b'chol Hashem Oed. They both agree if the sukkah falls down, you can build it up again on Chol HaMoed. Pshit, isn't this obvious? Says the Gemara, Ma'od is saying, Mahayach Riti, this is a different sukkah. Ve'ena l'shiva, and therefore it's not a sukkah of 7 days, kamash malon. That's why the Brice has to teach me that no, you're allowed to rebuild it. It's considered to be the same sukkah. Tani Rabbi Elazar Omer. We learned in a Brice that Rabbi Elazar says, K'shem she'en adam yotzei yidei chavasa b'yom tov rishon shachai b'lu lavo shal chaveiro. Just like you're not yotzei on the first day of yontif with your friends, lulav. Tichsiv, because the Torah says, ulekachtem lochem. Mishelach ulkatem lochem v'yom rishon creates other kapos tomorrow. Mishelachem, you have to own the lulav on the first day. Kach einadam yotzei lechavaso b'sukkaso shal chaveiro. So too, you're not yotzei with your friends, sukkah. Dechsev chag asukas tasa lecha shivas yamim. As the Torah says, lecha chag asukas tasa lecha shivas yamim shalcha. You got to own your own sukkah. Tosas points out, so how in the world are you allowed to have a sukkah meal with your family? Your son has to own his own sukkah. So Tosas suggests maybe it's because of teshvu kei and taduru. That's the way you live all year long. So then you're allowed to live in the family sukkah. But you're not allowed to go to your neighbor for a sukkah holiday, according to Rebbe Elazar, for a sukkah meal. Because you got to live in the same sukkah. You got to own your own sukkah. Even though the rabbi said, you're not yotzei, the Torah says, you're not yotzei, yantav rishon with your friends, lulav, aval yotzei yidei chovaso, b'sukkaso shel chaveiro. But you are yotzei with your friends, sukkah. Tichsev, kala ezrach b'Yisrael, yeshu basukkos. You are yotzei with your friends sukkah, because the Torah says, "Kol as we saw Yeshu b'sukkos." All Jews could live in one sukkah. Malami jikol yisrael ruin leishu b'sukkah achas. All Jews can live in one sukkah, one after another. Even if they don't, even if only one guy owns it, everybody else can be considered the same sukkah. So you see, you don't have to own it. For Rabbanan, hi l'cha my darshi be. What do the chacham do with the word l'cha? They say a stolen sukkah is no good. Aval she'ula, k'siv kol ha'ezrach. By a borrowed sukkah, it says I'm allowed to use your sukkah. What's a stolen sukkah? There's three types of stolen sukkah. See the notes on the bottom here point out. There's three types of stolen sukkah. One is if you go in with a machine gun to your friend's sukkah and kick him out and live instead of him. So your yotzei be the rice going to chachamim. Because karka ain't an exelus. It's like a borrowed sukkah. The second case is if you steal wood and make them schach. That's pasul midaraisa, but it's ksheira midivrei chachamim. Because the rabbis made a special takana that if you steal a beam and build with it, you don't have to give it back. You just pay money. Takana sashavim. And the third is, if you steal a sukkah that's on a wagon, so in such a case, everyone agrees it's pasul, according to the Ran. Okay. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, Hi, Kol HaEzrach, my Ovidle. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with Kol HaEzrach? Right? He holds you need to own the sukkah. So what does he do with Kol HaEzrach? Lagersh in the sky by time, a katan in the skadal by time, a ger that converts in the middle of sukkahs, or a katan that becomes a gadol in the middle of sukkahs. So even according to Rabbi Elazar, he says you can build him a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. For Rabbanan, Kevin Shamay Nosin Sukkah B'Chol HaShel Moed, Kevin Shamay Osin Sukkah B'Chol HaShel Moed, Lo Yistricha. And the Chachamim, since they hold that you can make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, so they don't need the special pasuk. Chachamim don't need the special pasuk. Yeah, let's continue. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, our rabbis taught in a braisa. Maisa b'Rabbi Eloi, shaholach lahakbil p'nei Rabbi Elazar Rabu b'lud. A story happened that Rabbi Eloi went on Erev Sukkot to go visit his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar, in Lud, Beregel. He wanted to stay there on Yontif. Amalo, Rabbi Elazar said to him, Eloi, eincha mishov se'aregel. Why are you coming to visit your Rebbe on Yontif? You should stay home. Why are you going to Uman? Stay home with your wife. I praise the lazy ones that stay home with their wives. You're supposed to rejoice with your wife. Ask the Gemara, is that really true? Any of the Amar of Yitzchak ben Ein Shchayav Adon Lahakva Pnei Rabbi Berega. What do you mean? You got to go visit your Rebbe on Yontif. Shneimar by the Shunami woman that her husband asked her, Madu ad halacha zeh lav hayom lo chodesh lo Shabbos. Why are you going and running to Elisha, right? That she had a kid and the kid died. She miraculously, she was barren, she didn't have kids, and she had a kid, the kid died. She ran to Elisha. So her husband didn't know. Why are you running to Elisha? Lo chodesh lo Shabbos. Not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. Michlal. Got to visit your Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos and Kal V'chomer on Yontif when you're visiting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you should visit your Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Lo Kash, Hadaziv Lasi B'yomei, Hadaziv Lasi B'yomei. When do you visit Rebbe if you could go and come in the same day and that night you'll still be back home with your wife to be rejoiced with your wife? So you can take a day trip to your Rebbe, but not if you're going to be a bunch of days by your Rebbe, then you're not supposed to go. You should stay home with your wife. To be Mekayim V'samachta Atov V'secha. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, our Rabbi's taught in a brisa, Maisa Rebbe Lezer, Sheshavas, Begolel Elyon. A story happened with Rebbe Lezer that he spent Shabbos in the Upper Galilee. B'sukasos Yochan b'Rebbe Eloi, in the sukkah of his Rebbe, Rebbe Yochan b'Rebbe Eloi. B'Kesari, V'amrila B'Kesirion. Higiacham ala sukkah. Sun started coming into the sukkah. So Amrila, the host said to the guest, Ma'osh Efros Alea Sadin. It's Shabbos. Am I allowed to spread out a sheet on top of the roof to protect you from the sun? Every tribe of Israel had at least one shofet. He didn't want to answer the question. We'll see why in a minute. The sun came to halfway through the sukkah. Can I spread out a sheet to protect you? Every shevet produced neviim. Shevet Yehudu v'Nyamin hamidu malachim al pi neviim. So they might have not had neviim, but they had malachim who were appointed by neviim. Higiacham malamargaloso sheRabbi Elazar. So the sun got to the feet of Rabbi Elazar. Finally, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't take it anymore. Natal Yochanan sadenu feris alez. He took a sheet and he placed it on the schach of the sukkah to protect his guest Rabbi Elazar from the sun. Hifshe Rabbi Elazar talisa achor v'yasa. Rabbi Elazar picked up his talis. He threw it on and he left the sukkah so that people shouldn't say that he was matir to build a roof on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, why didn't you want to answer the question? Lom b'sheh fligo b'divarim, he didn't want to just not teach him elam b'pnei. Shal amar davash l'ashom hi rabba le'olam. Rabbi Lezer never said anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. At least during his lifetime, this Vasema says, out of respect to the Rebbe. But after the Rebbe died, he would say things not in the name of his Rebbe. So says the Sfas Emes. Others say the stuff that he said, not in the name of his Rebbe, he knew his Rebbe would say. Heichi Avad Hachi asked the Gemara, how could Rabbi Eliezer spent sukkah away from home? I remember Lezer, Ein Yotzei Misukkah L'Sukkah. Right, so this story was, right, he lived in Lod, and he went Shabbos Chol HaMoed to go spend by his Rebbe. What do you mean, so he ate in two different sukkahs? Says the Gemara, Regal Acher Havi, no, it wasn't Yontif at all, it wasn't Sukkot at all. This whole Maisa wasn't Sukkot, they were just sitting in the Sukkot for the air. But how was he allowed to leave Yontif at all? Says the Gemara, Shabbos Havi. You're right, Yontif, you got to stay home with your wife, but Shabbos, you're allowed to go to your Rebbe. Asked the Gemara, why was Rabbi Lezer not sure whether or not you could spread a sheet onto the schach of the Sukkot? But Tivshal Lemi Didei, he should answer this question from his own statement elsewhere. This now we learned together. And Mesech Shabbos Kofchav Hamid Beis Pekak Achalon. You have a window in the house, and then you have a stopper of the window that you want to shield the sun. So if this stopper that goes in the window, Rabbi Lezer Omer Bizman Shekasher V'Tali, if it's tied to the window and it's suspended off the ground, Pokikin Bo. So you're allowed to put it on the window. Poking bow, you're allowed to put it on the window. Imlav ain't poking bow. If it's not tied, or even if it is tied, if it's dragging, then you're not allowed to add onto the window because you're adding onto an oil. V'chacham omrim, ben kach ben kach pokikin. The chacham say whether it's tied or untied, either way, it's mosif al oel arai, and that's not a problem they hold. So you see, Rabbi Lezer forbids adding onto an oel, even adding onto a little bit. So he should have. So why didn't you just tell him it's usher to spread the sheet onto the sukkah? Answers the Gemara, Hasim Hud de Mivatel. In the case of the window, you're leaving it in the window. It's becoming part of the wall permanently, or more permanently. Aval hacha, delo mevatel lo. But over here, aval hacha, delo mevatel lo. But here, that by the case of the sheet, you're only having the sheet up when it's sunlight. So you're going to get rid of the sheet the second the sun goes away. Aval hacha, delo mevatel, you're not leaving it there. And therefore, it's not a problem. Therefore, Rabbi Lezer wasn't sure. He said, if you can leave it there permanently, yeah, that's a problem. But if you're just going to leave it there temporarily, he didn't think that was a problem. He wasn't sure why that's a problem. And that's why he didn't answer the question, because he hadn't heard it from his Rebbe. Everyone should have a wonderful day. I really hope that the power will get on at some point and we'll be able to give Shir live tomorrow. My apologies again about the lack of power.